From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. South Florida came under a hurricane watch today. That meant Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez got briefed on Hurricane Irma's storm surge potential. The data Jimenez heard prompted him to broaden the county's area of mandatory evacuation. Irma could hit Miami directly Sunday morning with destructive Category 4 force winds. As a result, Mayor Jimenez had already ordered a mandatory but voluntary evacuation for residents closest to shore, or Zone A. Then he got confirmation the ocean storm surge could hit 10 feet, causing devastating damage and flooding beyond Zone A. So he is now including Zone B and parts of C. Speaking at the Miami-Dade Emergency Operations Center in Doral, Jimenez called that evacuation unprecedented for South Florida.
These are areas that may experience life-threatening storm surge. I cannot stress this enough. Don't wait to evacuate. You know, I know we're asking a lot of our residents. This is probably over 650,000 people.
Earlier in Doral, Florida Senator Marco Rubio urged Congress to pass more than $15 billion in new disaster relief aid. It's earmarked for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, already dealing with disaster in Texas.
You know, we're now talking about a week from now, 3 weeks from now, will FEMA be able to continue to deliver the services that it needs to deliver?
Jimenez said Miami-Dade can potentially open 28 evacuation shelters. So far, 8 are open. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.